Hey everybody, it's your girl Flo and you are tuned in to the Flo Experience. Thank you guys for all of your love and support, all of those that have been following me thus far that actually engage by responding, you know, your comments and your prayers and your love, they're deeply appreciated. This is just the beginning of the journey. I plan on trying to be more consistent you know, do this weekly as time permits. You know, sometimes life gets in the way, but I'm very passionate about this platform and I feel that it is something that I want to put my all into. So if you can just bear with me. Right now we are accepting a call from my husband Kirk.
Hello, this is a prepaid debit call from
Kirk. And
this call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
Hey, babe.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. What you doing?
I'm sitting here recording the podcast. So give me a quick second. Let me just tell everybody what's going on. So I posted on Facebook to y'all that I was going to be interviewing my husband, Kirk, today. And we were just going to touch on his situation, his current case, and his court date tomorrow, which is ultimately sentencing, and, you know, his thoughts and his feelings about, you know, what all has happened and what we've learned thus far. So if you want to, babe, do you want to just go right into it or do you want me to kind of introduce the situation? It's up to you, honey. Whatever you want to do.
Well, first off, I'm Juan Kirk, Renee's husband. Our address is 855 Stone Mill Manor, Lithonia, Georgia. I want to thank Renee and the Flo Experience for having me on today. I'm actually on a phone call at Robert A. Dayton, which is a federal holding detention facility here in Lovejoy, Georgia. And I've been a resident here since October 23rd of last year. The 23rd of this month, I make 3 months. But I do go for sentencing the 18th of this month, which is January 2019. But today we're just gonna talk about, you know, if you know that at the beginning it was a stressful situation, you know, which I mean, not that it has changed, but you know, I've gotten in the books a lot more. My mind is clear. You know, there's no drugs or mind inhibiting substances that I've been around or anything, and it just took a lot of weight off. You know, sometimes we look at situations and see the worst in them, and we create a worse situation for ourselves by thinking the worst. But with that, there's a book that I've been reading. It's called Unlimited Power, A Black Choice. It was originally written by Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins. You may be familiar with him. But this one is co-written by Joseph McClendon III, which is an African-American guy who's actually been working with Anthony Robbins for years. They have put out not just books, but they do a lot of motivational speeches. This guy is actually he's the founder of the president and of the Succession Research Group, and he's an instructor at UCLA and a peak performance coach. He lives in California along with Tony Robbins, and I just, you know, since I've been reading this book, I've been touching on a lot of different things and reaching out to my wife, and I think it's a book that every African American should read. I believe that, you know, a lot of times we find ourselves in situations, and the worst thing to be able to do is the internal, what we tell ourselves and what we, you know, how we grew up is what we believe. And so, you know, we have to change the way we think and how we talk to ourselves and how we communicate with ourselves in order to get through certain situations. So any questions, but anything you want to ask me.
Yeah, I did. So I haven't really briefed everybody on, you know, your case overall, but ultimately, October 2017, you were served the warrant in the middle of the night, and it was abrupt. And they presented the case against you based on alleged activity that took place literally 7 years prior to the warrant being served. And then beyond that, it was explained that this investigation had actually been going on since 2009. So fast forward eight years since the alleged wire fraud that, you know, first of all, after so much time that lapsed, you know, when you're approach with something like this, clearly you're in a fog. You're trying to figure it all out. And what we've learned and what I've learned is sometimes it's not about your guilt. Sometimes it's not about whether you did something. Sometimes it's something bigger. And the magnitude and the stress that gets put on people of color that don't have money is astronomical, and it will put you in certain situations where you have to bow down. Now, me personally, I know, you know, what's going on. I know this is not something that, you know, you deserve. I know this is not anything that you have done. I know that this is all a spiritual journey, and I have to take that stance because there is no other explanation for it. And I know some people may look at it like, yeah, right, well, why he locked up? Or, you know, they may look at it as if you wouldn't be there if you hadn't done anything, but to the contrary. And I encourage people to do your homework and do your research, and you will see that there are a number of people that find themselves in these situations.
Millions,
yeah. That find themselves in a situation that, you know, they can't get out of because they can't afford to get out of things like this. I mean, the cheapest quote that I was given for legal help was $30,000. $30,000. And that was the low end. Right. So I wanted you to tell, or just, you know, if I may ask you personally, what has been your eye-opening aha moment out of this entire thing? Like, what, in terms of your case specifically?
Okay, just to touch on what you just asked me, but prior to that, I just want to say I had $2.50 left on my account.
Well, now, we better make this quick.
If you can, you put me about $5 on there. I don't know if you got it or not, but I will have some money deposited on there earlier because I'm currently employed here at the facility, and I get paid 40 cents an hour. And through the week, we get paid every week. So I have a deposit of about $20 today that'll be hidden, but that's from last week working. So I work, you know, 70 hours a week some weeks, but you know, we only make 40 cents an hour. But with that, the aha moment is really when you look at your family and the pressure that you put on your kids when they talking to you through a class divide, and you know, it's and then, you know, to really be able to accept it, because to be honest, you know, it's a lot of things in your life that you may not have, you know, caught heat for, or things that you may have felt you got away with. But at some point, karma is not just karma. It's like, you know, what you put out in the universe will come back, and you just have to learn to accept, you know, everything in your life, because to be honest, anything that happens to you in your life is definitely the only person that can change it is you. So you're responsible for everything that happens to you, regardless of what you believe or what you think. Now, with that, you know, a lot of times you could be right. A lot of times it's not about being right or wrong. But the main thing is just being able to and to be honest, you know, it was my fault that I'm here. I pled guilty in a situation where I shouldn't have, and I wasn't guilty, but that's not really, I'm not guilty of what they said, but I'm evidently guilty of something because, you know, it's a lot of evidence proven otherwise. So, but with that, you know, it's a lot of guys in here on the same case who won't get out again. A lot of guys that, you know, they're trying to give life. They, you know, and you know, I'm just lucky to be able to come in and, you know, take my licks for what it's worth. I'm looking at 30 to 37 months. And, you know, with God's good graces, you know, I should be able to get through this within about 24 months or so. So, and we just looking up right now. I'm 3 months in. So we're looking at somewhere around 21 months. But, you know, with the programs in the system, the federal system that they have, you know, I should be able to get back home within a year, maybe 16 months. But hopefully they keep me close to home. With the federal system, a lot of times they send you out all over the country. They got holding facilities all over the place. So, and I mean, I'm in here with guys like, you know, the rapper Rallo from Atlanta, another guy that works in the kitchen with me that's in my pod, El Chapo's son. You know, he's here too. So I'm actually it's not my bunkie, but we're in the same pod. He's been teaching me a little Spanish here and there. So, but it's just the kind of people that you're in contact with. And, you know, so just know that everything that happens to you in your life, you have a choice whether to accept it and you know, use it as fuel for your engine, or you could internally communicate to yourself that, you know, something ain't right, or, you know, or you have to accept it at some point. It makes it easier. It makes it a better walk, you know. So
do you feel like you have been put in this situation so that you have an opportunity to realize what your real purpose is? Because again, you know, there are, you know, it's trumped up against you when you don't have the stance to fight for yourself. But ultimately, like you said, there's a reason for everything. So do you feel that this is part of your journey to realizing your true purpose, like what it is you're actually supposed to be doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely time to reflect. I've been able to listen to you, and, you know, with the letters that we sent back and forth, and, you know, to hear the struggles that you and my kids are going through with me not there. You know, we used to being able to maintain and whatnot, and, you know, now with you know, having to take off work and the short-term disability and my kids taking and the counseling now and you having counseling sessions. I mean, a lot of this stuff, it weighs on me a lot. It's not just what I'm gaining from it, but it's what my family is losing from it. So, I got to take it all in and stride. And, you know, I'm like I said, I'm still learning. But I'm glad that God, you know, bless me at least with you, because, you know, I'm confident that you're going to stay strong, and I know how you are. I know that you are a go-getter, you know. I know you're not going to lay down and just quit. And so, you know, you are my biggest supporter. You are my biggest strength. You are my rock. And I, you know, so for you, for your sake and my kids' sake, I'm ready to just get this over with so that we can get on with our lives. But, you know, understand, it's not going to be easy even after this. You know, this has opened my eyes up a lot of things in my life that I wasn't really focused on, like family, as much as I should have been. Is now something that plays a major part that I would, you know.
You have 1 minute remaining.
And, you know, to be told you have 1 minute remaining to talk to your wife, you know, is something that is hard to get used to. So, I just, again, the book that I've been reading is Unlimited Power of Black Choice. It's written by Anthony Robertson, Joseph McClendon III. Check it out. Look it up. You can even find it online. It's titled under Simon & Schuster Audio. So that's somewhere else you can find it. But babe, I love you. And I will
love you too.
Call you back sometime to call you this afternoon.
Yeah, please call me so that I can make sure we're prepared for tomorrow. He will be in court, you guys, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So if you can send up your prayers.
And
I love you
thank
too.
Everybody. And please listen in, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, Juan Kirk, free Captain Kirk, you know what it is.
Love you.
All right, back.
Love All right, you. Talk to you later. Call me later. I'll put something on there for you.
You ain't got.
Thank you for using GTL.
And that was that, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be calling back later on. I probably won't record that one because, again, we're going to have to get prepared for tomorrow. He goes to court tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, and this is ultimately sentencing. And let me be clear, you know, this isn't an admission of guilt because the way that they trumped it up, the whole situation in itself, it's just a calling from God. That's all that it is. Because we're talking about, you know, when you got to reach back 7 years in somebody's life to bring them down, not only are you fishing, that's clearly obvious, but you already kind of have the control to make the situation what you want it to be. And basically, that's how the legal system is constructed. Now, I've been doing a lot of legwork out here. I've been working alongside of a young lady who is just the absolute bomb. She is kind of an advocate for brothers and sisters who's locked down that don't have the means to help themselves. And then she's partnered with a lawyer who gives her advice as to how to advise these people. And, you know, she knows a lot about the laws that are being passed. Currently, there is a new order from the current president that there are no longer any mandatory minimums, which ultimately means that, yeah, you've got this amount of time that you're facing, but we don't have to mandatorily make you do a certain percentage of that time. So we're praying that that also will benefit my husband and his sentencing tomorrow. But ultimately, you know, like he said, he didn't feel like that he was being 100% with family. He wasn't doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. And in the very beginning, there were a lot of ups and downs. But prior to that knock on our door, that infamous knock on our door, and let me tell y'all, some of y'all know, when they come, they coming, and they showed up, trust, all right? And the beat on the door shook the frame of the brick townhouse we was living in, shook it. Like I've never known, I've witnessed it back in the day or whatever, but, you know, that don't settle in your mind until it's your door. So up until that day, though, you know, he had built his business to get it to where he wanted it to be. My Floor Guy 29, you know, he cleans carpet, he restores and regrouts tile for your floors, which he learned that craft by working for somebody else. And so he picked up on that and took his money and invested in himself. And before that, he had finally landed two commercial contracts where he would be the consistent person to provide their flooring, cleaning, and maintenances. And then he had also started landscaping. So Kirk has always been the type that had to do it for himself. He can't work for nobody. That ain't built for everybody. He's had jobs, but ultimately he's his own person. He's his own boss. So up to that day, though, you know, we were pretty much on a set schedule. Like that next morning, he was due to be up as early as I think 5 o'clock. He had to leave before I left, which was pretty early because he had a couple of yards to get started on. And then later on that afternoon, he was going to be working at one of the commercial sites. And then that night, he was going to be working at the second commercial site. So this was his new routine. And it took him about 5 years to get his My Floor Guy business kind of up and going and in the direction that he wanted it to be, where he was getting repeat business. So it was a lot of good positive things going on. But again, you know, God says when it's your time. And ultimately, he wasn't done with Kirk yet. He wasn't done with me. right? You know, I always maintained a job. I always went to school. I always tried to, quote unquote, do the right thing. But was I really the person and the wife that I needed to be? You know, what is this supposed to be for me? So I feel like even when we left home, you know, he stripped us all the way down, baby, when we left home to come here to build us up again. And we still on that same upward journey. You know, this is a setback, yes, but it's a setback for us to continue to get to the next chapter. It's not, you know, the worst that could have possibly happened, because again, with what he's being charged with, that wasn't our everyday. That wasn't how we was living. That wasn't how we was getting down. So it had nothing to do with our current lifestyle or even much of it in the past, but it has to do with what he said. You know, sometimes you have to look at your life and realize, you know what, maybe I was wrong on so many other levels and did a lot of other things, and now I'm here. Okay, so whoever you are, whoever is listening, yeah, you might be, you know, doing right now, but trust and believe, if God ain't done with you, he gonna show up and show out. And that's just real. Okay, so, you know, I love my husband. I'm down for him. And that's just what it is. I'm on my Jada Pinkett Smith. Ain't no divorce. Ain't no splitting up. Ain't none of that. Because when you got somebody you with, you know, like, I know this is what it's supposed to be. And this is who we are. We are growing up together. I hadn't fully grown up. On the outside, you know, folks may see me as a, but y'all don't know me. Okay. And, you know, it may have been a lot of stuff that he did out of, you know, support for me. Right. Because it was something that I wanted, or it's something that I said I wanted to do, because that's the kind of man he is. If I told him right now, damn it, I'm moving to the moon, he going to pack this place up by himself if he got to, and we going to the moon. Right. So sometimes you got to take a step back away from your whole thing and let God in. And it's amazing how he works, because I drive Lyft on the side. And the day before yesterday, this lady got in my car. I took her where she had to go. Before she got out, she handed me the little daily bread booklet. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's really, really nice. The next day, another lady got in my car. And she was, you know, she was my most expensive ride that day before I turned my app off. And so I got her to where she needed to be. You can tell, you know, black lady, Jamaican. I love their accents. I can talk to them people all day. Anyway, but before she got out, she handed me a booklet. It wasn't a daily bread, but it was the apostolic word. And I thought, wow, I just got something similar to that just yesterday. Then I wake up this morning and I'm thinking, you know what, let me hear the word a little bit. And I put on T.D. Jakes, and he got to talking about how I stumbled, how Ruth stumbled into the next town that she was going into in order to receive her blessings, and how you might stumble into your destiny, how you might stumble into your purpose. You know, this is right now we stumbling. I'm stumbling into my greatness, and I know it's a stumble because life is a struggle, and that's just what it is. So all of these key messages that are coming in, you know, and I get messages from everybody. Sometimes I listen to Minister Farrakhan. Sometimes I listen to Deepak Chopra. Sometimes I listen to, you know, T.D. Jakes. You know, God is in everything we do. He's everywhere. So I'm not going to close off my opportunity to receive his messages. And I'm a big girl. I can decipher when I see some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some solid game. Like, I can smell it from the street. Kirk will tell you that. Everybody that he pretty much thought was, you know, all right, wasn't all right. And I call good money every time. So if you need me to check somebody, bring them over. I got you. Anyway, but I know when God is speaking to me also. See, you got to be able to decide, you know, what information to take in. And sometimes that information is in the most uncommon places. Sometimes, you know, you got your mind set on who you are and thinking you know everything, but God trying to get your attention. And he might be trying to get your attention to through an unlikely source, somebody who you don't regard as a source. But, you know, when you hear that message, take the message. Take the message, because that's what it's there for. right? My husband being in a federal penitentiary right now is a message. I'm not going to look at the situation as hell. Because, baby, let me tell you, I ain't living in hell. It's some folk out here that's living in hell. This ain't hell. We got a long way to go before we get there, if we get there, because I don't plan on it. So I'm taking it for what it's worth. And I love my husband. You know, I don't, you know, have the best regard to our justice system. That's just the militant in me. You know, I'm a fighter. And when I feel like it ain't right, it ain't right. And, you know, we hear about, you know, stuff on Facebook of injustices, and we read about newspaper articles of, you know, black brothers and sisters getting locked down and putting in these wicked situations. And yeah, they should all take a step back and look at their spiritual aspect of their lives to realize that their purpose is being called upon. But we should also hold our justice system accountable, because it's a lot that happened in my husband's case that I won't speak about right now, because he still got to see that man tomorrow. But it's a lot of bullshit that went on, bro. And I mean that wasn't supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? And God bless all the homies that's locked down right now. God bless your family and friends if they behind bars. I pray for y'all. I pray for everybody, because ultimately, we need each other. I mentioned that in my last podcast. Spiritual connection is everything. And when we start giving up on each other and we start, you know, sitting around thinking that we got our shit together, that, you know, we're just so together that the next person that's struggling, or the person that made the mistake, or the next person that was railroaded into something, you know, they're not worthy. And you shoo them away, or you treat them like, you know, they're not worth your time or your day, then that's when God gonna show up and show out on you. And that's real. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up. That's all I got for today. God bless y'all. Thank y'all. If you want to reach out to Kirk, anybody that's listening, hit me on Instagram, FLO.EXP, and I'll get you his address. If you want to support us in any kind of way, you know, again, hit me on Instagram, FLO.EXP. That's the Instagram for the Flow Experience podcast. You can also email me at theflowexperience19@gmail.com. That's theflowexperience19@gmail.com. I'm getting ready to go ahead and get myself together for the day. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for your support. This is your girl Flo, loving me, loving you. Enjoy your day.